Hey, it's Monday. I'm Matthew Elaria, and I'm excited to announce to you today that we are kicking off year 4 of the Faith for Life broadcast. And so I just want to take a second to thank all of you that watch every day. I want to take a second to thank our partners and friends who support this broadcast. And I want to take a second to thank God for all the good things that He's doing in the lives of people through this broadcast. And friend, year 4 is going to be a great year of broadcast. And so make sure you stay hooked to the broadcast and allow the Lord to minister to you in a great and in a mighty way through this ministry. Praise the Lord. Now let's pray together over today's broadcast, and then we'll get right into the Word. Father, we do thank you today, Lord, again for your Word. Lord, we thank you for revelation of your Word today. We thank you for grace and help to receive your Word, to put it into practice, and to see it work in our lives. And Father, I release my faith today over everybody watching the broadcast. Lord, I thank you today for ministering to them in a great and in a mighty way by your Spirit through this broadcast. Lord, show them what they need to see. Say to them what they need to hear. Lord, I do thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, all this week on the broadcast, we're going to be doing a series of teachings entitled, In All You're Getting, Get Understanding. And this week on the broadcast, we're going to be learning about the importance of getting understanding in spiritual things, getting understanding in spiritual law, and getting understanding of the Word of God. Now let's go over to Proverbs chapter 4, and we're going to start there in verse 5. What are we talking about this week on the broadcast? We're talking about, in all you're getting, get understanding. We're talking about the importance of obtaining understanding in spiritual things, in spiritual law, in the Word of God. Proverbs chapter 4, and in verse 5, it says this, get wisdom, get understanding. Forget it not, neither decline from the words of my mouth. Verse 6 says, forsake her not, and she will preserve you. Love her, and she will keep you. Verse 7, wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom, and with all your getting, get understanding. Verse 8 says, exalt her, and she will promote you. She will bring you to honor when you do embrace her. And so, friend, right here in just a few verses, we have God telling us multiple times to get wisdom and get understanding. That is not a suggestion. That is an order. That is God telling you and me that we need to get wisdom and we need to get understanding. That tells me that there's some things you and I have to do if we are going to get wisdom, if we are going to get understanding. It's not just going to fall on us like a ripe apple falling out of a tree. No, we got to take steps to get wisdom and to get understanding if we are going to have wisdom and understanding. Now, in these verses, you can see God starts listing some benefits of getting wisdom and understanding. He said that if you don't forsake her, she will preserve you. If you love her, she will keep you or protect you. Verse 8 said, if you exalt her, she will promote you. That wisdom and understanding will bring you to a place of honor. And so we're beginning to see already, just by looking at these verses, how vitally important it is that you and I get understanding, that you and I get wisdom. Now, wisdom and understanding, these two words, they're not exactly the same, but they flow together. They're the same idea. And so I want to kick off today's broadcast by giving you a definition of wisdom and understanding. I looked these words up in the Hebrew and did some studying on it, and I came to four things that will help us to understand what wisdom and understanding are. And the first word that you come to is prudence. And so when you're talking about wisdom and understanding, you're talking about prudence or being prudent. Now, to be prudent is this idea of selecting the most suitable means to accomplish a purpose. In other words, if I'm prudent and I want to accomplish something, I'm able to select the best way to get to what I want to accomplish. If I want to accomplish a task, if I want to build something, if I want to get a desired result, prudence is knowing how to get there. One idea of prudence is foreseeing. And so it's this idea that if I do this, I foresee that this will happen. If I do that, I foresee that will happen. And so this idea of foreseeing and being prudent allows me to select the best way to get to where I want to go. Talking about prudence. And when you're talking about wisdom and understanding, you're talking about being prudent. You're talking about, I know how to get to where I want to go. I know this is the result I want. And being prudent is knowing these are the steps I need to take to get there. When I looked up the word understanding in the ancient Hebrew, it was interesting. One thing that I came across is that the ancient Hebrew word means tent panels. It means to build. And why would the ancient Hebrew word for understanding mean tent panels or to build? Because that's part of what understanding it is. It was part of what understanding is. It's wanting to build something, and it's knowing how to plan. It's knowing the steps I need to take to get it built. And so they said in ancient times, when you were building a tent, you needed to find the right location. You needed to build when the weather was right. You needed to take into all these factors to build a good tent. And so that's why when you look up the word understanding in the Hebrew, you ran into this idea of tent panels are to build, because that's what understanding is. It's one of the things it is. It's wanting to get to an end result, but also it's knowing how to get there. It's knowing the steps that you need to take. And all that encompasses this idea of prudence. And so the first definition, or the first word I would give you to describe wisdom and understanding, it is to be prudent. Now, the second idea is to deal wisely. When you're talking about wisdom and understanding, you are able to deal wisely in life. And what this means is, this is knowing what to do to get your desired result. Kind of same idea of prudence. Whenever I deal wisely, I know what to do to get where I want to go. Deal wisely. And so that's the second idea when you're talking about wisdom and understanding. You're talking about being prudent. You're talking about dealing wisely. And then the third word is this, discretion. When you're talking about wisdom and understanding, you're talking about having discretion. Discretion is the ability to judge what is correct and what is proper. Discretion, you're judging what is right and what is proper. And then the fourth word when you're talking about wisdom and our understanding is to be skillful. Now, if you look up the word skillful, one of the things that you run into is skillful just means to be knowing or to be knowledgeable. And so when you're skillful, you know and you're knowledgeable. Now, these four words give us concept into what God's talking about when He's telling us to get wisdom and get understanding. What's God talking about? He's talking about being prudent. What does that mean? He's talking about foreseeing. Prudence is knowing if I do this, this will happen. What's God talking about when He's talking about wisdom and understanding? He's talking about dealing wisely. He's talking about discretion, the ability to judge what's right, what's proper. He's talking about being skillful or being knowledgeable. And so, friend, when you and I have wisdom, when you and I have understanding, that's what it'll look like in our life. We'll be prudent. We'll deal wisely. We'll have discretion. We'll be able to judge what's right and what's proper. We'll know how to get to the desired result that we want to get to. We'll be knowledgeable. And so this is the idea of wisdom and understanding. So when you're talking about wisdom and understanding, we're not just talking about knowledge of God Himself. Of course, that's a part of wisdom and understanding. But when we're talking about wisdom and understanding this week on the broadcast, and in this verse, when God says, get wisdom and get understanding, He is talking about being knowledgeable in spiritual things. He's talking about wisdom and understanding. He's talking about knowing how things work. Wisdom and understanding is knowing how to deal wisely to get a desired result. It's being knowledgeable in spiritual laws and principles. It's being knowledgeable in how to work those laws and principles to help me in this life and to help me beyond this life. Wisdom and understanding, it's more than just knowledge of God or knowing about God. Wisdom and understanding deals with knowledge of spiritual things. Again, it's knowing how things work. It's knowing how to deal wisely. It's knowing how to get to the desired result. And God told you and I in this verse two times to get wisdom and get understanding. And so, friend, you and I aren't supposed to stay ignorant in our lives. And I don't mean ignorant in a derogatory way. I just mean lacking knowledge. You and I aren't supposed to lack knowledge in spiritual things. You know, religion kind of teaches us, well, we can't understand God. We can't understand His Word. We're just so small and incapable, and God is wise, and He knows things. But us, you know, we're just frail humans. We can't know things. Friend, according to these verses right here in Proverbs 4, 5, 6, and 7, that is a complete lie. God wants you and I to have wisdom. God wants you and I to have understanding. He wants us to be prudent and to deal wisely and have discretion and be knowledgeable. These are the things God wants us to walk in. And so He does not want us to be ignorant about spiritual law, about spiritual things, about how things work. God wants us to get wisdom, and He wants us to have understanding. Now, what does this look like? Well, let's say, for example, that I need to make a decision in my life, okay? I have a decision to make about something in my life, and I don't know what to do. I'm not sure if I should go this way. I'm not sure if I should go that way. Well, if I have wisdom and understanding in the Word, if I have wisdom and understanding in spiritual laws and in spiritual things, then what that means is, even though I don't know which way to go, I know what I need to do to find out which way I should go. And what I mean by that is, I know how spiritual things work when it comes to wisdom and direction from God. I know that God has laid wisdom up for me. I know that He will give it to me liberally. I know that if I want to get wisdom about which way I should go where this decision is concerned, I know that according to James 1, I have to ask God in faith, and if I do, He'll give it to me liberally. I also know that one of the good ways to hear from God is to get quiet before Him in a time of prayer, is to just seek Him about that day after day until I get clarity on it. Having wisdom and understanding, I also know how to get quiet before the Lord so that I can hear. And so even though I don't know what to do, for instance, when Amber's mom and dad came to us about transitioning the church and they were wanting to transition it to us, and they felt in our heart that we were supposed to pastor it next. Well, we weren't sure if we were supposed to do that. We got to hear for ourselves. And of course, they knew that and respected that. But in that situation, we weren't sure what to do. We didn't know if we should do that or not do that. But we had wisdom and we had understanding. And so even though we didn't know what to do, we knew what to do to so that we could hear from God, so that we would know what to do, you understand? And so we took time aside, and something that big, we actually went out of town for a couple of days and prayed and sought the Lord specifically about that. And we knew what the Word said about wisdom. We knew how to get quiet before the Lord. We knew how to hear God's voice. See, we knew how to get to our desired result. The desired result is we wanted to hear from God about what to do in this situation. And so that is wisdom. That is understanding. It's knowing how to get to the desired result. It's being prudent. It's foreseeing. If I do this, if I get quiet before the Lord, if I ask Him in faith, if I seek Him, I foresee that I'll get the wisdom that I need. If I don't seek Him, if I don't get quiet before Him, if I don't ask Him, I know I'm not going to get the wisdom I need. And so this is what we're talking about when we're talking about wisdom and understanding. Again, we're talking about prudence. We're talking about dealing wisely. We're talking about discretion. I would say wisdom and understanding in layman's terms is knowing what to do to get to the end result that I desire. Knowing about spiritual things, knowing about spiritual law so that I can get to where I want to go. Now, what did God say in Proverbs chapter 4? He said, get wisdom. He said, get understanding. He said, in all you're getting, get understanding. And so you can tell God's placing a high priority on this. He's placing high priority on you and I getting wisdom and getting understanding. Now, there are great benefits to having wisdom and understanding. Proverbs chapter 2, verse 11 says this, discretion will preserve you, understanding will keep you. And so having understanding and walking in understanding and walking in wisdom, one of the benefits is protection. That having understanding about spiritual law, about spiritual things, about the Word of God, one of the great benefits of that is protection. It will keep you safe. What does that mean about lack of wisdom, lack of understanding? Lack of wisdom and lack of understanding will make you vulnerable. It will make you unsafe. In Proverbs chapter 4, verse 8, we read this where it said, exalt wisdom and she will promote you. To promote you means she will lift you up. In Proverbs 3:16, it says, length of days is in her right hand, talking about wisdom and understanding. And it says, and in her left hand is riches and honor. And so wisdom and understanding, it'll promote you, it'll lift you up. It will add to you length of days and riches and honor. And so another benefit of having wisdom and understanding is prosperity. It will prosper you in every area of your life. And so protection and prosperity, these are two big benefits of having wisdom and understanding. Proverbs 2 said that discretion will preserve you, wisdom will keep you, or I'm sorry, understanding will keep you. It'll protect you. Proverbs chapter 4 said that exalt wisdom and she will promote you in her right hand. How did it say that? In her right hand is length of days, in her left hand is riches and honor. And so when you and I have understanding of spiritual law, of spiritual things, when you and I have wisdom and understanding, it positions us to prosper. It positions us to be protected. When we are ignorant about spiritual law, when we lack understanding, lack wisdom of spiritual things, friend, it makes us vulnerable. And we won't be able to prosper. We won't be able to have success the way that God wants us to. And so as we're closing out today's broadcast, I want to read you this verse in Proverbs 3:15. It says, talking about wisdom and understanding, "She is more precious than rubies, and all the things that you can desire are not to be compared unto her." Let me read that to you again. She, wisdom and understanding, is more precious than rubies, and all the things that you desire cannot be compared unto her. And so you can see that God is telling you there is not, if you desire anything, the best thing that you can desire is wisdom and understanding. And so, friend, God is placing a high value on us having wisdom and understanding, and therefore, so should we. If God values it that much, friend, you should value it that much. In Proverbs 4, he said, "In all you're getting, get understanding." What's he saying? If you get anything, make sure you get understanding. Why? Because it will protect you, it will preserve you, it will prosper you, and that is why there's nothing better. You can't desire anything that is better than wisdom and understanding. And so, friend, this is going to be a great week of broadcast. Make sure that you don't miss any, because we're going to get deeper and deeper into this as the weeks go. Praise the Lord. Now let's pray. Father, Lord, we do thank you for your word. And Lord, you told us in your word to get wisdom and to get understanding. And so, Lord, we just say yes to that command. We ask you to help us to get wisdom and to get understanding in spiritual law, in spiritual things, and in your word. Father, when we have it, we know that understanding will keep us, that wisdom will promote us, that length of days is in her right hand, and riches and honor is in her left. Praise the Lord. So, Father, we thank you for helping us to walk in high levels wisdom and understanding. In Jesus' name, amen. Friend, thank you so much for watching today's broadcast. Now, don't forget to come back tomorrow for Tuesday's edition of our Faith for Life broadcast, and we're going to continue this series entitled, "In All You're Getting, Get Understanding." We'll see you then.